From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Draw that pony, Little Beaver. We're heading for the Casa Grande Valley, and there's hard riding ahead.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Having left Red Rider and Little Beaver in their last adventure in Dobytown, we now find Slippery Ace Hanlon plotting a fresh scheme against America's famous fighting cowboy. Ace Hanlon's repeated failure to defeat Red Rider have brought him to the point of desperation, and now we find him planning to get Red Rider out of the way for good. In a back room of the Silver Dollar Cafe, Ace gives stern orders to one of his trusted henchmen, upon whom he depends to square accounts with Red Rider.
Come in, Butch. Shut the door.
Yes?
Listen, Butch. Red Rider's outsmarted us so many times, I'm getting tired of it.
What are you planning to do, Ace?
Hire Pedro the Kid, the toughest gun-toter in this part of the West.
Sounds good, Ace. Where'll I find this Pedro the Kid?
Well, the kid's been hired by a cattleman named Aaron Ames to guard his cattle. Now, the only thing that stands between us and Ames' cattle is Pedro the Kid and maybe Red Rider if he comes horning in as he usually does. You follow me?
You mean to put the deal over? We got to get rid of both Pedro the Kid and the Red Rider.
That's about it, but it's got to be done smart. And you can't hire Pedro the Kid to get Red Rider. The kid's too smart for that.
Well, how'd you figure to do it then?
Butch, this is one of the cleverest ideas I've ever figured out. You see, the kid has a sweetheart in Las Palmas named Juanita.
Yeah?
She's a dancer in the cantina there. Mighty pretty, too. The kid's awful jealous of Juanita, and it'd make it plenty tough on any man who even looked at her.
I savvy what you're driving at. But how are you going to get that Red Rider into set up like that? Maybe you don't even know her.
Listen, Butch, I know Red Rider better than you do. It's part of his highfalutin code never to let a woman down who's in trouble.
Oh.
Now, here's a letter with Juanita's signature on it saying she's in danger and appealing to Red Rider for help.
You figure that after Red Rider goes to help the lady in distress, you'll tip off Pedro the Kid.
That's it.
Then he'll hunt up Red Rider at the cantina in Las Palmas and find him with Juanita. Finish him off, is that it?
That's the deal. Now, here's both letters. One addressed to Red Rider and the other to Pedro the Kid. You're to deliver them and be sure they both get them.
After Pedro the Kid puts Red Rider away, all we got to do is to rustle Ames' cattle, because there won't be anyone to stop us, eh?
Sure as shooting. The only job ahead of us then would be to swim the herd over the Pecos River where we can make delivery and collect our money.
Hey, I get the idea, all right. It's starting to rain in hard, Ace.
Yeah.
I'd better head for Ames Ranch and deliver them letters. Floods may swell the Pecos so we can't get the cattle across. So long.
Out the back way. The horses are tied out back.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the cantina in Las Palmas. It's up to you now, Butch.
You can count on me, Ace. Confound this storm. Getting blacker than your hat. Bad start.
Yeah, but a good ending.
Well, Little Beaver, here we are at Mr. Ames' ranch.
What we come here for?
Well, Mr. Ames sent for me. I reckon he's in some kind of trouble. Well, there he is now, coming out of the corral. Hi there, Mr. Ames.
Hi.
Heard you wanted to see me.
Yes, I do, Red. There's something powerful irregular going on around here, and I want you to help me to get to the bottom of it. I calculate you know, Red, I got the biggest and finest herd on this range. That is, I did have, before the rustlers started stealing me blind.
What have you been doing about it, Mr. Ames?
I'm getting so plumb tired of it that I up and hired the most famous gun-toter in these parts. That is, excepting you, Red.
And who might that be?
Pedro the Kid.
Well, I've never had the honor of meeting Pedro the Kid, but from what I've heard of that gent, he ought to be able to handle the job satisfactorily.
Pedro and the boys are doing all they can when it comes to shooting it out. But I got a notion we're up against a powerful organization. We can't lick them until we find out who's behind it and just what they're up to.
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Ames, this smacks of Ace Hanlon's doings.
Yeah.
I've been trailing Ace into these parts, and the trail leads to Las Palmas.
Oh.
That's where I'm heading for now. And after I've had a look around, I'll let you know more about it.
I'll appreciate it, Red.
Looks like we're in for a storm.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Little Beaver. We better get going if we aim to get across the Pecos Creek before she floods. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes a fellow loping up the trail. Looks like you've got another visitor, Mr. Ames.
Hello! Hello! Hey, are you Red Rider?
Yeah.
I've got a letter for you. Here.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Who sent this letter?
I don't know. I just told her to deliver it.
Well, that's a mighty peculiar way to deliver a letter. Well, let's see what it says.
Can we read them?
No, Little Beaver. I'm afraid this is a little too deep for you. I'll read it. You listen. Well, it says, Red Rider, kind senor, I'm in great danger. You never fail a lady in distress. Please help me. Be at Cantina in Las Palmas this afternoon. Signed, Senorita Juanita Gonzalez.
What's up, Red? Any trouble?
Oh, nothing. Just a letter, Mr. Ames.
Oh.
You'll hear from me.
So long.
Come on, Little Beaver. Come on, Thunder. Can't get to Las Palmas too soon, Little Beaver. The rain's beating right through my slicker.
Me no need him, slicker. Me take him off shirt and pants and let water run him down skin.
Well, I can't go around like you do, Little Beaver, in a breech clout and a feather, even if I do get something wet.
You no worry, Red Rider. You get him all wet when we cross Pecos Creek. Flood come. We swim him horses.
Looks like we're in for a swim and a cold one.
And their creek by willows. See him? All flooded. Look him, Red Rider. One man swimming horse. Ground shore.
Hey, you're right. That fella's in trouble. Current's too strong for his horse.
Horse swept downstream. Man ground shore.
Come on, Little Beaver.
Huh.
We've got to help him or he'll go under. Come on, Thunder. You stay here, Little Beaver. Oh, if he can hang on to that log, I can reach him with my lariat. Hang on, partner. I'm going to throw you my rope. Get ready.
Hurry up, Higo. I can't hang alone.
All right, ready. I'm making the throw. Here it comes.
He has the rope all right. Good.
Hang on tight. I'll pull you in.
I ain't hanging on, but I ain't full of water.
There you are, stranger. You're safe now.
Thanks for you, amigo. If you had not come along when you did, I would have been a goner. I would not mind getting wet, but I am in a big hurry to get to Las Palmas.
Well, it happens we're in a hurry to get there, too.
There's a letter in my coat pocket. I'd better take it out and dry it. I'm going to need it before I'm through with the man I'm after.
Now, I'm not prying into your affairs, stranger, but I'm wondering if we're after the same man.
Why do you ask that?
Well, it may be coincidence, but I just got a letter addressed to me in that same handwriting.
Let me see that letter.
Well, I don't mind you seeing it. Here they are.
You are the man I'm after.
I am, if you're looking for Red Rider. But seeing as how you're after me, it's about time I know who you are.
See, Pedro the Kid.
Well, Pedro the Kid, before we get any more tangled up in this here Chinese puzzle, I think I'd better have a look at your letter.
You can't read it, but you better have a good answer ready. There's going to be gunplay between you and me.
Well, to boil it all down, whoever wrote that lying meddling letter, and mind you, the skunk didn't even have nerve to sign it, says that I'm interested in your girl, Juanita, in Las Palmas.
That's plain enough. The question is, are you?
No, it isn't true, because I never even met the senorita. Fact is, I never even heard of her until I got this letter.
Yeah. Well, you just saved my life, and I'm dead sure you would not lie to me. But whoever's behind this trick is going to answer to me when I get to Las Palmas.
Now, wait a minute. There may be more to this than you think. Now, we're both working for old man Ames, trying to bust up the rustlers who are stealing his cattle.
Hey, how come you working for Ames? That's my job, and I don't need no help.
Well, Ames figured I could catch the higher up, and I'm pretty sure I'm on his trail, Ace Hanlon. Now, it's plain that whoever's behind this letter-writing business aimed to have you kill me to get me out of the way. And more than likely, they planned the same thing for you. Then with us both dry ghosts, they'd have a clear field for running off Ames' whole herd. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it?
See, it sure does. The floods let up and the creek's down some. Come on, let's swim that stream and hit Los Palmas with the guns blazing.
Now, not so fast, Pedro. Remember, we don't know yet who we're gunning for. But I've got an idea how to find out in a hurry.
Oh, let's have it.
Well, Pedro, these letters were planned to involve us in a quarrel over your Juanita, whom I don't even know.
That's what it looks like, all right.
Well, we'll fool them by making them think we've swallowed their bait. We'll pretend to quarrel over Juanita. And to make it look like the real thing, you can shoot me with a blank cartridge, and I'll do my level best to act as if you really got me.
Bueno. Juanita will play her part after we told her what to do. If the gents who wrote these letters are watching, they'll think she's madly in love with you.
Yes, and if my plan works and they think I'm dead, I figure they'll begin to show their hand.
Before I forget and I shoot you with the real bullets, I better pull the lead out of these cartridges right now.
Be darn sure you do, Pedro. I hear you're a dead shot.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. We return now to Red Rider, Little Beaver, and Pedro the Kid after they have crossed the swollen Pecos Creek. Arriving in Las Palmas, they had a secret meeting with Pedro's sweetheart, Juanita. Red Rider explained to her his plan for fooling the writers of the fake letters. Juanita was instructed that her part in the play acting was to make it appear as though she were in love with Red Rider. Pedro the Kid was reminded by Red Rider to make sure that the bullets in his gun were blanks. In the cantina at Las Palmas, Red Rider is watching Juanita as she finishes a Spanish dance.
That was mighty fine dancing, ma'am. Sure looked good to a lonesome cowpuncher.
Oh, I am very happy you like it, senor. Maybe a lonesome vaquero would like to enjoy Juanita's company for a little while, no?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, senorita. I sure would. Just sit right down and make yourself to home. My name's Red Rider.
Oh, so you are the very famous Red Rider, El Caballero Rojo. Oh, every senorita from here to the Rio Grande, they will be jealous when I tell them that I have met the darling, the very handsome Red Rider.
Now, Miss Juanita, I know you're just play acting, but it's mighty embarrassing to hear you say things like that. Say, Pedro ought to be here by now. Wonder what's keeping him.
You like Juanita just a little bit, no? Oh, here comes Pedro now. Now you must pretend to like me very much.
Where is the ordinary low-down coyote when he's trying to steal my girl, eh? Oh. So, it is you, Red Rider. The rest of you, clear out of here while I comb this hombre's hair with a six-gun shooter. Oh. Get out!
No!
He's watching.
All right, little beaver. You hide under the billiard table and keep your ears open. Now, Pedro, and you, Juanita, remember, we got to make it look like this is a real fight.
See, si. Red Rider! You've been trying to steal my girl, that is so, no, Juanita?
See, si, that is true. Red Rider, he make eyes to me. He say, I love you very much, Juanita. He say, I take you away from that skunk, Pedro the King.
Yeah, you heard what she said, Rider.
Si.
I'm going to make you eat them words.
I've set my eyes on Juanita, and she's going to be mine, savvy.
That's it, Rider, because I'm going to put windows in your skull.
I'm calling you, Pedro.
Hey, roll your gun, Red.
Querido, the bad hombre is killed.
Oh, you got me, Pedro.
Come on in, boys. He's got Red Rider all right, dead as a toenail. Well, congratulations, Pedro, for blowing his light out.
Go away. I'm carving another notch in my gun.
Oh, no offense, Pedro. I just want to thank you for hanging up the hide of this here Red Rider.
What's that to you? Hey, who are you anyhow?
Why, I'm Ace Hanlon. See, Red Rider did me a lot of dirt. So, to show my appreciation, I'm handing you this little wad of dinero. 500 pesos to go and have yourself a good time on me.
Nobody pays me to do my killing, sabe?
Well.
But,
seeing this is just between friends, well, I'll have some cigars on you. Oh. 500 pesos worth.
Fine. Take a little paseo down to Tombstone, Pedro. Yeah. Paint the town red and don't come back till you've spent the last peso.
Gracias, senor. Gracias. I'll roll along to Tombstone. Adios, senor Hanlon.
Adios.
Adios, Juanita.
Adios, Pedro. Hasta la vista.
Quiet. Oh, Ace. He come now to table.
Listen to everything they say.
Yeah, it sure does my heart good. Well, Red Rider, that evens a long score.
We better hit the saddle, Ace. Yeah. We'll never get Ames' cattle across the Pecos if it keeps raining.
We head for the upper range where the main herd is. We'll drift them down. We ought to be able to swim the cattle across the Pecos before nightfall. Come on.
Sure. Let's go.
Have they gone, Juanita?
See, they have gone.
Well, I'm never so doggone glad of anything in my life. I got a crook in my back from lying so still. Well, Juanita, it worked. Now we know what Ace is up to. Pedro ought to be back by now.
Oh, there he is, waiting in the back door.
Be right with you, Pedro.
Hola, Pedro.
Juanita, Juanita. Well, Red Rider, I got to hand it to you for the smart ideas. You've drawn the Ace Handling's fire. Now, when do we close in on him?
Ace is headed for the upper range of the Ames Ranch. We'll cut in between Ace and Pecos Creek and break up the drive.
I'm with you.
We both got a score to settle with Ace Hanlon, Pedro. He would have had us murder each other.
See?
Si. Now, Little Beaver, you stay here with the senorita.
Me go with you, Red Rider. Big fight with Ace Hanlon.
Little Beaver, remember, help him squaw in trouble.
Me member.
And senorita, if anything happens, all you've got to do is send Little Beaver to me and I'll come a-riding.
See? Si.
All right, let's go, Pedro.
See? Si.
Come on, Thunder. There's rustlers on the range. Up, Thunder!
We're too late, Pedro. They've got Ames' herd nearly down to the river. The flood's gone down. They'll get the herd across. It's going to be hard to stop them now.
We must turn the herd back. And there's only one way to do it. Open the spillway on Pecos Creek. The dam ought to be brim full after this big rain.
All right. Let's head for the spillway. We can get Hanlon's men after we turn the cattle back. Wait a minute, Pedro. Here comes Little Beaver. And from his signals, I tell you something has happened.
Red Rider! Red Rider!
What's the matter, Little Beaver? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Me no see him ghost. Me see him Ace Hanlon's men. They come back and Tina take a Juanita away on horse.
What do you mean? Not so fast, Little Beaver. Explain carefully now. What happened?
Ace Hanlon's men come back cantina. They hear him senorita laugh and say him Red Rider no dead. He gone stop rustling Mr. Ames' cattle.
Then what?
Senorita no see him bad man when she talking. She try to run. They throw a blanket over her head, carry her to horse.
Where they take her?
Me follow him to cabin in Bear Canyon near here. Me show him you.
That's the line rider's cabin in Bear Canyon. I'm hitting straight for there now.
Hold on, Pedro. Here comes one of Hanlon's men. Let's see what he's got up his sleeve. Little Beaver, you keep undercover and don't let him see you.
Me hide him.
Oh.
Well, what do you want?
Oh. I got a message from Ace Hanlon.
All right, come on. Well, what's the message? We haven't got time to burn.
You thought you'd put it over, Ace, with your fake shooting act at the cantina and playing dead, didn't you?
Get to the point.
You better oil your tongue, Red Rider. Ace is dealing out the terms, not you. And if you and your friend Pedro the Kid care what becomes of his Spanish gal, you'd better mind what you say.
The yellow liver coyote, I'll kill him!
No, wait, Pedro. Don't lose your head. We'll call his hand. Well, if Ace can't find his battles without picking on womenfolk, what's his proposition?
I'll get it straight, Red Rider. We know you're trying to bust up our chances of swimming our herd across the Pecos.
You mean Ames' herd, don't you? Go on.
Well, he ain't gonna stop us, see? You're turning your horses around and heading right back where you came from.
And if we don't?
And if you don't, Pedro the Kid won't be seeing that centerade of his for a long, long time, savvy?
If you don't tell me where they are holding her, I'll kill him.
Wait, Pedro. Let me handle this. All right. I reckon you got us hogtied. We're not so interested in those cattle that we want to expose a helpless girl to danger. Now, if we lay off the cattle, what proof have we that the senorita will be released unharmed?
You've got Ace's word that the minute the last steer is across the river, the senorita will be safely on her way back to Las Palmas.
Hanlon's word isn't much good. I guess I'll have to take it.
Sure.
Now you go tell Ace we're pulling out our freight.
Yeah, all right.
Come on! Hey!
Come on, Pedro.
What's the idea of you backing down this way?
We're not backing down, Pedro. We're just playing the game our way and not Hanlon's.
What are you driving at? I'm only worrying about Juanita.
You know the location of the spillway gate on Pecos Creek, don't you? I don't. Now, you hightail it up there and open that gate.
And forget Juanita? What do you take me for?
I'll go to the cabin in Bear Canyon and get Juanita. You handle the spillway gate and we'll have Ace Gang between two fires.
If you will not be homely to save me from drowning, I'm going to argue with you. But you're right. I do it.
All right. All right, come on out of hiding, Little Beaver, and show me the way to Bear Canyon.
I got that spillway open by the time you get back. Hurry!
Hi, Jim Mallow. If you do not let me go pronto, Ace Hanlon, my Pedro will shoot your heart out, and Senor Red Rider will hang your hide on the corral gate.
I'm not afraid of your Pedro the Kid or Mr. Red Rider either.
Oh.
Now that he's still alive, I'm just waiting till I can meet him face to face.
I'm right here to accommodate you, Ace, face to face.
Well, you got the drop on me, Red Rider. Throw down that gun and I'll collect enough of your hide to make me a saddle.
Drop your gun first. And there's mine. Now hop to it, Ace. Nobody's holding you back.
I'm the man to finish you, and I'll do it.
Bravo, Red Rider. The boastful Senor Hanlon. He has looked more dead than you did in the cantina.
Yes, and he'll wake up with a headache after a while. Now, Little Beaver, tie his hands and feet tight. Then we've got to get out of here in a hurry. Juanita, you ride Hanlon's horse.
See?
Now, Pedro's up at the Pecos, opening the spillway gate. We've got to work fast if we're going to save Ames' cattle. Here we are at the top of the ridge, Senorita. We can see the Pecos from here. I hope we're in time.
See?
Yes, the herd's still on this side of the creek.
Oh, the whole valley, she is filled with cattle.
It's a rich haul for Ace if they can get them over to the Pecos before we can stop them. But gosh, it looks like they're going to make it. The lead cattle are starting to swim the stream.
But where is Pedro? You say he go to open the spillway gate?
That's got me puzzled. He should have been there by now. See, did you hear them shots?
See, look, Pedro. He over on creek bank. He fight him for life. Who's seeing puffs of rifle smoke?
Counting the puffs of smoke, it's about 6-1 against Pedro.
Oh, you must save him, Red Rider. Pedro be killed.
Don't worry, Juanita. Pedro's more than a match for those saddled stiffs. But I got to get to that spillway and open the gate for those cattle, or they're as good as lost. Trouble is, I don't know the location of the spillway.
Will you come with me? I show you.
That's luck. With the gate open, I can swing around and throw lead into those hombres ganging up on Pedro. All right, let's go. Come on, Little Beaver. Follow the senorita. The lake's full of water. This is going to beat all the floods of history if we can get that gate open.
Here is the gate, Red Rider. You turn the big wheel, and then the spillway open. Mira.
I get it. Keep away from the edge, Little Beaver. She'll go with a bang and take you with her. The wheel's rusty. Stuck fast.
Oh.
No, no, she's moving. All right, get ready.
Okay.
And keep your eyes on those cattle when she goes. Downstream faster than a horse can gallop.
Mother mio, the cattle, they will all be drowned.
The first ones will. But look, the lead steers are turning around. They see it coming.
Cattle swim them up. You save them, Mr. Ames' herd.
You bet we have, Little Beaver. The best part of the herd is going back to high ground. We've only lost a dozen head and we've blocked Ace's grand play.
Señorita, we forget all about my Pedro.
No, we haven't. This job is done. Now we're off to clean up those hornets buzzing around your Pedro.
See?
You keep under cover with the Little Beaver, Juanita, and don't come out until the bullets stop flying.
Oh.
All right, come on, Thunder.
Left of those leather pounders has skedaddled.
I'll say they lit out. They passed me so fast, I felt like I was backing up.
You got the gate open.
You bet your sweet life I did, and I put the kibosh on Hanlon's cattle steal. The herd is safe on this side of the Pecos.
That's good. How about Juanita?
She's safe. Here she comes now with a Little Beaver.
We both owe you our lives, Red Rider.
All of here.
Oh, Juanita, Juanita.
Oh, Pedro. We must do something to thank Senor Red Rider.
Ah, see. I told you what, Red. Let's all of us take a little paseo down to Tombstone and paint the town red with the 500 pesos of Ace Hanlon.
Tombstone,
Red Rider, put a more paint on town. You betcha.
Pedro, I don't blame you for wanting to forget about business. But Little Beaver and I are going back to that cabin and settle with Ace Hanlon. Adios.
Adios, Red Rider.
Adios, El Caballero Rojo.
Come on, Thunder.
Get him up, Papoose.
Hit that tail, Thunder.
Will Red Rider find Ace Hanlon in the cabin back in Bear Canyon? Or will the famous cowboy discover that Hanlon's men already have released their leader, making him free to continue?